Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, do you ever have that post-holiday Sunday night fear before you go back to work, whether it's a weekend away or maybe you've been away on a week's holidays or maybe you've just taken a week off? Ciara Tracy from our digital team here in News Talk tells me that she has the solution.
Hi, Andrea. How's it going?
Good.
So last week I got back from a stunning 9 days in France, similar to yourself, and I wasn't quite prepared to get back into the usual routine.
It's a big shock, all right.
It is. It really is. So I decided I would microdose reality.
Microdose?
Microdose. So you know that term of like taking a little bit at a time of something? So how I applied it was I was going to treat myself and do a few things maybe a bit out the ordinary of my usual routine just to kind of ease transition from holiday to normal life. So I started off actually in the holiday still. So I did a big food shop that I got delivered for when I arrived.
Oh, that's good thinking.
Do you know that way? So I don't have to like trek to Dunn's and, you know, do it all and just be like, I can't believe I'm here again. So I put a few bougie things in the basket, smoked salmon, cream cheese.
Salmon, cream cheese.
Do you know that way? I don't know, pure notion. Yeah. Sorry, the absolute state of me. But I did that. And then I also decided to book myself into the airport lounge.
Right.
So, you know, before returning back to Costa del Dublin, I would book myself in. So I had champagne for breakfast, which is very good. Just take the edge off a little bit of, you know, the impending reality. And then I also booked appointments to get my nails redone and my lashes redone because I had them done the holiday. I was feeling great. And, you know, they were starting to come out and I just thought I can't bear the idea of feeling like a naked mole rat in the office right now. Like I just want to look, you know.
You want the holiday glam to continue.
Keep the holiday glam to continue just to kind of take that edge off.
So you did all, have you ever done this before, by the way?
Not really, no. I thought I'd be really kind to myself this time round just because you know yourself when you get back from holiday and the blues hit and you're just thinking, oh my God, why do my nails look so grubby? Why do I feel like the tan's already gone? So I just kind of wanted to make it just a little bit easier.
Yeah, so you've come up with the concept of micro-dosing reality and it just starts with little treats for yourself.
Little treats, you know. Yeah. I mean, champagne for breakfast maybe was a step too far, but listen.
Yeah, but sure it's a one-off.
Like, at an airport, there's no rules.
I never thought of that. You see, I come back and I think, Mother of God, when is payday? Like, that's my usual post-holiday panic is, you know, trying to drag it out to the end of the month. But you, however, had the foresight to pre-plan even a food shop.
Exactly. So I actually was pleasantly surprised when I realised I could make it possible because I had a couple extra bob left over that I had saved for my holiday funds. So I thought, okay, this actually, technically it's free because I was going to spend it in France anyway.
Technically it's free. I love it.
So I thought, okay, I'm just going to, you know, do the shop because I'll have to do it anyway. So just for it to arrive, I won't have to, you know, one less thing to think about. So that seemed pretty successful for the first few days.
Mm-hmm.
Then the last few days, I've been eating fish fingers.
Really, yeah.
And toast. Because I think I microdosed too close to the sun.
Right.
But no regrets.
No regrets.
It was great. I mean, again, there's one thing having nice muscles on the beach in Cannes to then fish fingers.
Yeah, it's a bit of a drop, all right.
Yeah.
So you think you went too hard at it in the first couple of days?
I think I should have maybe budgeted a little bit in the sun just so I had a clear idea of how far I was going to go.
Yeah, I get your concept, though. It's about just the odd little treat in the week. So how long has this been? How long are you back? Are you not back as long as I am now?
Yeah, around about that. Week and a half. Is that how long it's been?
No, I'm back longer than that. So you're sort of microdosing reality now about 3 weeks?
Weeks. No, surely not. I think I only got back, not Saturday, but the Saturday before.
Okay, so you're 2 weeks back.
Yeah.
So how long had you sort of envisaged that you were going to continue to treat yourself as if you're in Haldas, basically?
Well, payday's already here, so I'm like, let's go again. So my mum's going to be like, why are you always skint? There's no savings to be seen.
But so listen, has it helped though with the
genuinely,
back to reality?
The mental, it's just nice to be kind to yourself. And I really do think, like, having my nails and lashes and just feeling good, I was able to go back on runs and go back to the gym. I just felt like, no, I'm actually ready to. And genuinely, I was looking forward to getting back to work because I knew I was bringing nice lunches in, that I was going to enjoy my favourite things. The smoked salmon was consumed very quickly. And that I was going to be feeling my best self. So it actually made work a delight to get back to, genuinely.
Yeah.
You know?
So you didn't have that total Sunday dread and the fear of trying to get back.
Not at all. In fact, I was looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. well, that's good. And like, I understand what you mean. I kind of felt the same. Like, you know, 2 weeks is a real luxury of a holiday to get, or nine yeah. days or whatever it is. So it's lovely to be able to do that. But like, it's expensive, I suppose, to continue the little treats, maybe a week of them.
Yeah, it's expensive. But I have to say, I think I'll always be doing this now. I just think, again, maybe just a bit more focus. I only decided I'd do this when I realised I had the extra bob. So I'd probably put some, you know, over prepare
for the holiday.
Money. Exactly. Kind of like a...
You've more restraint than me then, clearly, though.
Well, I don't know. Again, the fish fingers don't lie. But I feel like it was kind of like a honeymoon from the holiday,
yeah.
if that makes sense. Like, it was actually a really soft way of getting back into life.
A soft launch back to reality.
Exactly.
So you'll keep it up?
I'll keep it up.
So it's the little things. It's the prepping of the food to arrive.
That was fantastic.
It's the little extra thing that you wouldn't regularly put in your shopping basket.
Exactly. I made sure I had the snacks and, you know, even at the airport, the biggest bag of light Maltesers I could possibly find. So I consumed all of those within that weekend. And then also when I was in the office, I was like, you know what? I am going to go get a coffee. As many coffees as I need. I'm not going to be using the office coffee. I'm going to go get a slightly bougier one, which goes a long way, especially when you're not used to being up at like 5:30, you know, to get into the office. So that was nice.
Yeah, it's all about the bougie treats. Ciara Tracy, thanks a million for joining us today with your the concept of microdosing reality. I'm sure plenty of people probably do it. I think it might be a concept that I will adopt for my next holiday.
I really recommend it.
Ciara Tracy from our digital team. Thanks a million, Ciara, for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.